Proclamation number 5450 of 27th of July, 1952. Charity, a guarantee of God's presence. Works of neighborly love, accomplished in complete unselfishness, secure the union with me, for I myself am love, and whoever remains in love remains in me and I in him. Thus you have a guarantee for my presence if you practice love. And again, love is the surest weapon against Satan, for where there is love he flees and thus can no longer harm you. Now, it is understandable that the human being, as long as on earth, is not perfect, that he will again and again fall back into his weaknesses and faults, even if he seriously strives to live in, and according to, my will. And then, my adversary will also try to again and again trip the one. He will want to influence the human being to sin, he will try to catch the one where he is weak. But I will also be ready to protect the one to the same extent, certainly taking into account the free will. However, just as evil currents touch the human being from his side, the waves of my love also touch him, and without touching the free will, a loving person's heart will nevertheless allow itself to be influenced more by my illumination than by the one of Satan because, by means of one's will, the human being has already confessed himself to me. It is a battle between light or darkness which, however, is decided by the human being himself, and darkness will never ever win the victory over a person who wants to be good, even if the one is sometimes afflicted by a weakness of will. I then will supply him with strength and he will also accept it. Accordingly, there are also undeniably people on this earth who are suitable for a mission which applies to the spreading of the pure truth. And I choose these people myself, recognizing in my wisdom as to whether they are suitable for it and whether my adversary will also use all of his arts of seduction just there. His power is not stronger than mine. In contrast, my love is stronger than his. And this love of mine seizes and fills the human heart which is willing to serve me. For the latter is decisive as to whether I will grant him my protection. Since he has voluntarily offered his service to me and will therefore also rightly enjoy my full protection. Moreover, it must surely be possible for me to convey the pure truth to people. But if no human being were safe from my adversary's influence, it would not be possible to give the pure truth to humanity either. Nevertheless, you should always examine seriously and not accept what seems doubtful to you. But anyone who strives for the pure truth will also receive it and recognize it as such. Despite all counter efforts of the one who campaigns against the truth but can never prevent me myself, being the eternal truth, from coming to people in the word, as I have announced through my word, I will remain with you until the end of the world. Amen.